Good day, everyone. Welcome to the CSU Relentless Gardener podcast. I am Colorado State University horticulture specialist Linda Langelo, and joining me today is Neil Bamsberger, president of the Colorado Tree Coalition and Champion Tree Program Coordinator. Now let's get to the heart of it, where we explore the topic of champion trees and the coalition's work. Hello, Neil. How are you?
Morning, Linda. Doing fine.
So tell me about the Colorado Tree Coalition and how it was formed.
All right. Well, back in 1990, one of the bills, the 1990 Farm Bill that Congress passed, part of that had a forestry component in it. And so each state, as they set up different chapters throughout their states, then the federal government through the U.S. Forest Service to each state forest service, and then that financing would come to the particular coalition in that state that would help them do some of the programs that they were interested in working out.
Interesting. So how can somebody know if they have a champion tree?
Well, there's three different ways that we measure a tree. Certainly the diameter or the circumference of the tree, the height of the tree, and then the crown spread or branch spread of the tree. On our website, which is coloradotrees.org, there's under champion tree drop-down list. There's a description there about how to measure a tree. And so anybody can make a submission to our website, and then I usually get that. And then we usually have somebody, a city or state forester, or sometimes myself, go out and verify the species and the measurements and that kind of a thing. So that's kind of how it happens.
How often does it happen? Do a lot of people really, you know, call or submit, or is it like you really have to pull teeth, if you will?
Well, generally we'll probably get from 10 to 20 submissions each year. It varies a lot. And then also part of our program is from American Forest, the National Champion Tree Program. Every 10 years, they require us to go back to our list of champion trees and remeasure them to make sure, for one, that they're still there, and then secondly, to update the growth that they've put on in those 10 years.
Well, that's a lot of work, because I know you came out to Julesburg and looked at the one in Sedgwick. Sadly, that's off the list, but I know you do a lot of that work, but how many helpers do you have?
Well, actually, each year I make a list and shoot that over to any city forester. Sometimes some of the state, district, or area foresters will also be willing to help. I have a few other people that have retired and in other parts of the state that I rely on as well. So it's not just me. It's a lot of people that are involved in keeping the list, champion tree list, current.
So let me ask you, I know a lot of other states have champion tree programs. Where does Colorado fall? Do we have a lot of champion trees, or do we fall in the middle, or?
Okay. Well, it varies from state to state. Sometimes the state forest service oversees their champion tree program, and other states, it's a volunteer program like it is here in Colorado. Some states will just take the first place tree of any one particular species, as does the national program. Here in Colorado, to give more towns and cities' bragging rights, if you will, we usually include the top three species of any one tree. With some of the species, there may be five or six trees on the list just because they're all fairly close to size and total point value.
So if you have like five or six species and let's say it's an oak, and so that one particular species of oak is like number six on the list, as the others get crossed off the list, and that one still survives, that moves up?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So as a, for instance, a northern red oak, I think has five or six different trees on the list. And in determining the ranking of the trees, how we do that is to take the total point value and take 3% of that and compare that to the next tree down the list. And if the second tree, let's say from the first place tree, was within 3%, then they would be tied for first place and on down the list.
Oh, wow. So do we have a really wide variety of different tree species throughout the state, or is it more focused on the middle of the state or the west side of the state?
Well, you'd be surprised. The 2024 version of the Champion Tree List, we just topped 800 trees, actually 804. And of those, there's about 250 different species of trees. You'd be surprised what some tree that shouldn't grow here does in somebody's backyard or in front yard, obviously, where, you know, they've brought this tree from California or from the East Coast, or they ordered something really weird online and planted it and it actually grew here. So quite a variety of species that we have here in the state.
Well, that's kind of up to the tree, right? You know, you give it the conditions it needs and off it goes, and you just never know. Genetics are not the same.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So the way the nomination program works is that the tree has to be at least 3 inches in diameter and 13 feet tall. And so just to give you an idea of some of the maybe the smallest and largest trees that are on the list, the smallest would be a tree that sometimes also grows as a shrub. It's called the seven sunflower. Pretty rare in our parts, of the country. It has a white flower in midsummer, small white flower. And then also sassafras, which is again an eastern growing tree, but both of those are in Denver, and they don't get very big, but they still are big enough to qualify for the list.
Well, I have a seven suns flowering tree in my
backyard. And then the largest trees, as far as, go ahead. Just and see if it might qualify.
Oh, I don't, it's turned into more of a shrub.
Okay. And then on the largest trees on the list, as far as a conifer or evergreen tree, the Douglas fir just outside of Pontius Springs. This tree is about 7 feet in diameter.
Wow.
It's huge. And then as far as deciduous trees go, generally the cottonwoods are the biggest. There's a Rio Grande cottonwood in Durango. There's a Plains cottonwood in Arvada, a suburb of Denver, and then a Fremont cottonwood outside of Montrose. And these trees, on average, probably have about 110-inch diameter trunk. So really big.
Yes. You can't even get your arms around that. You need a whole group.
Exactly. Big tape measure.
So if people wanted to go out and see these trees, I realize some are in people's backyards, but if they wanted to go through Colorado, if they were interested, and take a look at some of these trees, they could get the list off of your website, or how would that work?
Well, on the website, we have two different ways that we list trees. One is alphabetical by tree name, common name, and then the other is by county that they're listed. They do not have the exact address. So if somebody does indeed want to look at a specific tree in a specific place, all they have to do is email me. My address is on the Champion Tree section, and then I can give them the exact address and so forth, so they can take a look at it. I get those requests every so often, and it's interesting to see how that all works. But yeah, that's how we work that.
Wow, what is the oldest tree?
Well, the oldest tree probably is not on the Champion list.
And why is that?
Well, because it's out in the middle of nowhere and it's hard to get to, among other things.
Okay.
The bristlecone pines are, as you know, probably some of the oldest living trees, certainly in the state and sometimes in the country. Other than the sequoias and giant redwood trees in California, those would probably be the oldest trees here in Colorado. We do have them on the list, but it's just really hard to get to some of these trees in the mountains. So I wouldn't necessarily say that the ones on the Champ Tree list are the oldest, but they're certainly up there.
Wow. You know that there's a bristlecone in Phillips County?
Really?
Yes. It's not very old. And it was burned, but from chemical. But it's still going. It's still okay. So.
Yeah. I mean, they're one of our native trees. So they should grow pretty much almost anywhere in the state.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. I really like them. People, I know they're out where not many people can get to them, but you know, if they can get near them, they should go see them, because I think they have a remarkable character to them.
Yeah, there's a pine that nurseries carry called foxtail, and sometimes or bristlecone. They look very similar, so that would be much more readily available if they wanted to plant that kind of tree in their landscape.
And similar in habitat and care?
Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you, I know you've been doing this for a long time. So how did you come into starting to do this? Is that your passion, your love? What brought you to it?
Well, yeah, I'm a tree hugger. When I was the city of Brighton's forester way back in the 90s, I started to come to the Tree Coalition's meetings, more specifically the Front Range Urban Forestry Council, which is mainly made up of city foresters along the Front Range that meet every other month to discuss educational programs about trees and their care and that kind of thing. And so so out of that, there have been, I think, at least three coordinators before myself. And so as I got to know the different city foresters, somehow my name came up and they asked me, and I decided to jump in and do it. So 2024 would be my 22nd year doing this.
Oh my goodness. Well, congratulations. It's I'm sure it's been a lot of fun for you.
Oh, it has been great. I get to travel now that I'm retired, especially I get to travel even more around the state and meet the city foresters and some district and area foresters as well. And a great bunch of people. They love what they do and their care and of trees and of course planting and their different programs that they do. So it's a really great association of people that love trees.
Yes, and they have a great value to us, period.
Well, yeah. Thanks.
Yes.
It's a great organization to belong to. We do have a membership. It's not our main point of funding, obviously, but people, whether they're just regular citizens or foresters or arborists, anybody can become a member.
So you had mentioned about volunteers earlier. Is there some kind of training program that volunteers could take and then assist you in what you do, or how does somebody go about that if they're interested?
Well, we don't specifically train people, but we in our program called Trees Across Colorado that Gertie Grant actually started in Denver as Denver Digs Trees. So we kind of grew out of that to be more wide reaching through all of Colorado. When people or organizations or nonprofits, whoever, order trees through that program, we give them a tree planting guide so that they, you know, can do it the proper way. And of course, usually they're working with a city forester or somebody in the area that knows how to properly plant a tree. So that's kind of how we work that as far as proper tree planting techniques.
So is the Champion Tree program, is that sort of a nonprofit that people could donate to?
Yes. On our website, championtrees.org, there's a section in there that they could donate to us if they'd like. We have a couple different programs that help cities or nonprofits that they've had like a wildfire or a tornado or whatever disaster relief program, and that would include the fire, what was a couple years ago up in Boulder County, the Marshall Tree Fire, that we work with those organizations and they can apply for grants to do replanting where there was a natural disaster.
Yeah, I remember applying for some of those funds a few years ago when the derecho came through our area.
Yeah, that's that Hackberry and Sedgwick, I think, that succumbed to that, unfortunately.
Yes.
And yeah, we've seen those types of winds over the last 2 or 3 years. Colorado Springs, a lot of their blue spruces blew down, just devastating the number of trees that they lost, and certainly other cities and other parts of the state as well with those types of hurricane force winds.
Yeah, and they're straight line, and those spruces are shallow rooted, so they don't really have a chance, really.
Yeah, that's the thing with them. I mean, they're beautiful trees, and it's, of course, our state tree.
I know.
But actually, most of the pine trees seem to be deeper rooted or resistant to blowing down much more so than the blue spruce.
Well, trees are important, and I hope people go to your website, and I hope people donate to that, because at some point or another, their community might need help or assistance in sure. that in that regard, you know. Mm-hmm. Anymore, it kind of happens to all of us.
Yeah, you know, trees die or succumb to whatever kinds of stresses, and so so yeah, that's one of our main focuses, to be able to help citizens and nonprofits and even cities, you know, replant to build their urban forests with trees that a little smaller trees generally, but are priced in that range that most people can afford. And then also we have a different sort of a grant program, tree planting grant program, where those same sorts of groups and people sometimes will do a downtown planting with maybe 1¾-2 inch bald and burlap trees, of course, which are much more expensive, but of course are bigger. So we have a couple different grant programs, and they should be listed on our website as well.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you said that to the listening audience, and I would encourage the listening audience to email you and check out your website and donate if they choose to. Is there anything else that you would like to tell folks about the Colorado Tree Coalition or the Champion Tree Program?
No, I think we've covered most everything. Like I said, our mission statement is leading Colorado's efforts to renew. Not getting it right. To preserve, renew, and enhance community forests.
So, and if they have any questions, your email is on the website and they can go to you, right?
Yeah, you can go to me, or there's another part of an email or an option there to ask questions or whatever as well. And that usually will get back to me eventually.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Neil, for joining me.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Linda. I always love talking about trees.
Me too. Thank you for the listening audience. Tune in next time when we get to the heart of the matter on another horticultural topic.